Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, Kenny Tarmack, April Fools, Stupid World Records, and Candles. You'll hear that next.
By myself, no friends.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
By way of a clarification, we were talking about a news story we haven't even gotten to yet.
Yeah?
About an assault at a track meet.
Right.
Oh, but, no. And I said, I hope it's not on the javelin. And we were speculating that they no longer had javelin in high school track.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Oh, yeah. Contraire. Really?
Yeah. Huh. This gent says that his son participates in it in high school in Pennsylvania.
Oh, cool. Darn.
Pat?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have, were you on the track team?
Pole vaulter, yeah.
That's what I thought. Did you have javelin also?
Yeah, we had javelin, yeah.
I didn't do it. Did they cordon them off in such a way that...
No, not really. Mm-hmm. They were off at the field in a different area, but...
Sure.
People got close to those things because if you hit the track and someone was running, you know.
Yes. It was a good throw, but that's the good news. The bad news is it took out a St. Bernard.
I remember running track in gym and just praying a javelin would hit me in the back of the head.
Running, not your thing.
No, never been good at it. Even when I was thin, never good at it. I had a gym teacher once go, "You're just not a good runner. You don't know how to run." Okay. And I don't. Yeah.
You had to learn to run. You just run.
I thought you were.
I'm very heavy footed.
I thought you were born to run.
Oh.
No. I don't even care for that song.
Me neither.
When's the last time you had to really run?
Oh, boy.
Catching a plane, maybe?
No, yeah. Never like that. I've run playing with my nieces and nephews and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
It usually gets a big laugh.
Oh, I'm done.
Oh. Well, no, it's a fun thing.
Christy, the last time you.
Last time I ran?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a runner either. On purpose?
Well, no, while fleeing a tiger.
Wow, that's a tough one. You'd think you'd remember that, too.
Yeah.
Could you answer that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom, it's Kenny Tarmack.
Kenny.
Hey, shooter, we just landed.
Where are you?
April Fools.
Hey,
you got us.
Oh. Son of a gun, Ken.
Oh, I really got you guys good because we haven't landed yet.
Oh,
I'm just making the most of my free Sky-Fi.
Nice.
Yeah, today is our annual service day at work where we all have to volunteer to do some good for a local charity.
Oh.
Mm. April Fools!
Oh, you got us again.
We really have just landed. I'm an ORD, just got it from ATL through MCO. You didn't really think I'd be buying into that service day crap, did you? Charity? I mean, do I have time for such things? Not to mention, have any of you ever been to a free Zig Ziglar seminar?
I
rest my case. Yeah. I know. Hey, Bob and Tom, hang on. I got to take this. It's my assistant, Mike.
Okay, good.
Hey, guy, we just landed. I'm on with Bob and Tom. Yeah, I got him twice at the classic April Fool's game. What's up, shooter? You got that Kessler report done yet?
Uh-oh.
Why not, Mike?
Uh-oh.
Service day where?
Oh, jeez.
An orphanage? Now, what good could you possibly do there?
Oh, no.
Mike, listen to me. You're just giving those kids a false sense of hope. I mean, that is, unless you can teach them some valuable lessons like PowerPoint, Excel, or CompuServe. Mike, two things. I got Bob and Tom on the other line. I don't need any more HR headaches with you. And number three, because I always give service after the sale, we're not in sales, we're in solutions. But unlike you, Mike, everything I touch turns to sold. No, my point is, follow your heart and follow your conscience. Do the damn report. And tell the orphans I said hi. I mean, at the end of the day, they're all potential clients down the road. Am I right? And by the time I got to hop off here, I don't know if I mentioned, but we just landed.
Okay, all right. Everything I touch turns to sold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, Kenny's
so
great.
You think that's funny, but there are people who say that.
every day. I've been doing this gig for quite a while.
Every day.
I've been around a lot of people like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know many a Kenny Tarmac.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where were we?
Ladies and gentlemen,
stupid world record.
Wait a minute, we'll do the high school track thing first.
Right. Okay, that's fine.
High school track and field event in Florida interrupted when an opposing team's athlete violently punched the lead runner during a race, knocking him to the ground.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
And he comes from behind, and is the haymaker the one that comes flying all the way? He just nails this guy.
Yeah.
Video of the incident from the Tuhapakalija Tiger Invitational on Saturday in Kissimmee surfaced on social media just in recent days. It appears the attacker chased down the lead runner and punched him in the face from behind.
Well, so sure. Otherwise, the guy could have won the race.
But I think
Josh is for this.
Yeah, the guy that punched him wasn't in the race.
Oh.
It was an athlete that was at the side of the track, and they'd had some kind of a disagreement, and he nails the guy.
Wow. I mean, that's awful.
Yeah.
That's why he's able to catch him, because he wasn't in the race.
Yeah, yeah. He was just right there. That's terrible. Runs up behind him. That's terrible.
I think this is bad as an incident, but I do think track and field could use a little defense, though. You know, throwing the baton at somebody. Javelin, fight running could javelin, be exciting.
Shot fight put. Running is interesting.
Shot put.
Fight shot running.
I would watch fight running. I mean, I haven't watched Olympics in years.
Why isn't that a sport?
That has to be an event.
Yeah. It's it?
Fight running.
I said it needs to be.
Yeah. And the steeplechase, and you're goofing around in the water a little bit.
Steeplechase is cool, yeah, but there should be flames on that wall.
You're trying to dunk?
Gasoline. Now, this thing, so if you're watching the videos out there, it's the guy just clocks him.
It's ugly.
Yeah, it is.
And, hope charges are pressed.
What's the name of the event again?
Tuhapakalija Tiger Invitational.
Yeah, they've changed it. It's going to be the Will Smith Invitational.
Oh!
As they punch Will a guy Smith. In the face.
They changed it from Kalaja.
Poor old Tuhapakalija never got a kiss.
And you got Kissimmee, right? It's in Kissimmee, Florida.
Kissimmee, yeah.
I thought it was Kissimmee.
The t-shirt
it
capital.
Is, t-shirt but I like capital. Kissimmee.
Yeah, I like Kissimmee.
It's Kissimmee right here.
I think I said Kissimmee.
Is that what you said to your boyfriend last night?
Capital of the world.
Kissimmee?
It's Kissimmee, yes.
And then you followed it with down there.
Oh, God.
I am so sorry that I'm part of this.
That's the old joke. I want you to kiss me where it smells.
And so
I drove her to Newark.
Gosh.
Yeah, I took her to Jersey.
Is that what's happening? Kiss me where it smells. Okay. Is that sports?
Yes. Andy. Huh? Oh, sorry. I was reading.
You have your stupid world records.
I do have one of my stupid world records.
It's a good one, though.
Stupid world record.
Thank you, Tom. Without you, I'd be lost. The world's longest roller coaster has broken its own record after undergoing renovations.
After it flew off the track and went way farther than they thought.
The Cincinnati Inquirer reports, and they were first.
Inquiring minds want to know.
They were first before that newspaper.
Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tomorrow for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action. So don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup tomorrow, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
The Beast at Kings Island now measures a total of 7,361 feet. And that's almost over a mile. Beating its previous record by 2 feet, Tom.
That's one of the funnest coasters I've ever been on.
Really?
Yeah, the Beast owes me a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses. Yeah.
Well, who wears Ray-Bans on a roller coaster?
Well, idiots like me. And there's a sign. There is a warning
sign. Yes, there is. Secure your glasses.
Take your glasses off on a roller coaster.
Well, I was an idiot.
not like now. According to Guinness World Records, the roller coaster has held the title since it first opened in 1979.
Wow.
Kings Island will reopen for its 50th anniversary season on April 16th.
Cool. That's a classic wood coaster.
Who feels old?
Famously,
I prefer the racer.
People, if you go to Kings Island, go on that first, if you're especially a kid, because when you get off of it, you're taller. So maybe you can get on the next ride. That's how much you get knocked around.
I was going to say, I felt like I was in a car wreck.
My best roller coaster experience was on, I forget, the Red Racer or the Blue Streak or one of that, but they sent it backwards.
Yes.
It was so cool.
I love that they race each other.
And you couldn't know when you were going to go up in the air a little bit. It was great. It was great, Willie.
Yeah.
Was it supposed to go backwards?
And I was drunk. Oh, yeah.
This is the one at Kings Island they do that, yeah.
I am not allowed back at Kings
You may recall.
Oh, that's
Willie's
right.
Not
I forgot.
There. Can't even mention them.
Let's just move on then. No big
what
deal.
What did you do?
Is that true? You
really?
Can't go back?
You can't go back for life?
I'm good to go now. But
did
yeah.
you punch Scooby?
I didn't punch Scooby.
I think the statue of limitations, statute. If you will, has been taken down.
Hanging out with your pals Jack and Johnny, having some fun, shoplifting silly bands.
Boy, Jack and Johnny sound like they're not
up to no good.
They're
though.
Trouble.
No.
I'll tell you that right now.
A little story about Jack and Johnny.
Oh, my yeah. goodness.
Part of the story is someone...
Shoplifting at Kings Island.
Part of the story is someone having to get up...
Drive to Cincinnati?
At midnight.
And drive there?
And work the next day.
See, there are different fathers out there for sure.
Wow.
Because Tom would get up at midnight and drive there.
Yeah? Right. What
My would dad would do? Go, well, we'll see you when you get home. Have fun in jail, Jack. I would have been walking.
See, yeah, the next day's show, I was... Sprite and
Willie, how mad was Tom?
Oh, furious. My goodness. And then Sam had just gotten back from college, so then he was in the car, too.
Oh.
Have you ever gotten the silent treatment from two people in your family? Oh, my goodness.
Why couldn't Jack or Johnny's dad come get you?
Jack and Johnny bailed pretty quick. I don't know if you know that about getting in trouble when you're 16.
Yeah. Your pals, they didn't get caught.
Your pals run away real fast.
It's called being ditched.
Oh, they only nailed you?
Oh, yeah.
Weren't you the only one cuffed when you during your senior prank?
Yeah, and then my senior prank, I got handcuffed, and the guy that cuffed me, I'm sitting down there in front of his car, and he looks at my ID, and he goes, Griswold, and I go, yeah, and he goes, you mean like Tom Griswold from the morning show? And I go, yeah, and he yells to his partner, you're never going to believe this. I got Bob and Tom's kid handcuffed in front of my car.
Well, a proud moment for Bob.
Yeah, just dragged into it.
Yeah. Bob gets dragged into a lot of things.
Wait, on poor Bob.
Unfair. I do. Yeah.
And anyways, congratulations to the Beast. Also, one of the greatest names for a roller coaster.
It is. It's great. It's
yes,
great. I don't remember it beating me up that badly.
Boy,
when
I do, but I'm just a wimp.
Yeah.
Is it still just a lap bar, or do they come over the
lap
shoulders?
Lap bar,
now?
I believe. Yeah.
It's you get knocked around.
Oh, I loved it. I'll have to go back soon.
It's like a nice little massage.
I've never been on Son of Beast. Which I hear is fun.
A lot of fun. They also have ice cream that is blue. It's awesome.
And they have Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, no, thank you.
The future of ice cream.
Isn't it the future now when they first told us?
And they have the Eiffel Tower. It's great.
It was the future of ice cream. And don't they have the Beastie? Isn't that the kids' play area?
There's the small coaster.
Yeah.
The Beastie.
Okay. I have a story about that I'm not going to tell you.
They also have the petting zoo. It's the Beastiality.
See, that's just mean, and I think you're...
Dean liked it.
Oh, wait, that's his sign for no, I didn't? Oh,
yeah, okay.
Josh, that joke was great. You are the GOAT.
Candle fans out there, check this out. Amazon is selling a Titanic-scented candle. The 14-ounce handmade candle created by J.D. and Kate Industries features a tiny iceberg and half a ship sinking into the blue wax.
It's pretty cool looking.
According to the product's description, the candle smells like the ocean, not like coal smoke, or torn iron,
frozen Irish,
emergency flares, or
kind of a copper smell from all the blood in the water.
The description reads, quote, if you're looking for a subtle and delicate scent to enjoy while you quietly contemplate tragedy, then you could not possibly do better than the Titanic scented candle.
And Josh, wasn't that, now correct me if I'm wrong, with that old lady was just a liar, right? Yeah. I mean, she lied.
And what did she say? And a bit of a whore.
And kind of a whore.
It's available for purchase for $24.
It's a little tiny candle, a little boat, and a little iceberg.
And as the candle melts, it sinks. Interesting.
Presumably, yeah. I think if for disaster-related candles, I know a little bit about this. You want to not get the Hindenburg candle.
Oh, yeah.
If you get that lighted outside, and then you'll recall my idea from several years ago, my perfume idea that based on tragedies and the Hindenburg Ode to Humanity perfume.
Oh, yeah.
Never,
sure.
never worked.
Oh, no.
Ode to Humanity.
And remember the T-shirts. I used to sell T-shirts, but this one never took off. The hydrogen laws suck T-shirt.
Sure.
Protesting the fact that they put helium in a bush T-shirt.
What? Wild.
The old days of the dirigible and the, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't like that cigarette, sir.
Terry. That's what he's going with.
Dirigible?
Dirigible.
Never mind.
Okay. No.
See, now that story, that candle sounds like it would be an April Fool's joke to me.
It kind of does.
Not next story.
Absolutely.
There's a picture of it. Do you want to see it?
Well, I can make a picture.
Yeah, we all got. It may very well be a real candle, but it kind of sounds like
a
hoax.
If only there were a place we could go where there's pictures of everything ever taken a picture of.
So where does, what's the story that he thinks is a hoax?
Dunkin' Donuts is coming out with a line of makeup products.
What?
Dunkin' Donuts and Elf Cosmetics are teaming up for the makeup line. According to CNN, the collaboration features items inspired by the donut chain's menu. Including a Dunkin' Dozen scented eyeshadow palette, two glazed for days lip glosses, and a coffee-scented lip scrub.
I see.
The collection will become available through Ulta Cosmetics starting on April 3rd. Now, I can see why this
would work. This is real?
Yeah, because we've had all kinds of different scented lip glosses. And
do you think that they... Would you deliberately release a product on April 1st knowing that do you think it'll get more publicity because people want to know if it's real or
maybe.
Not?
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's a good question.
I try to stay away from it, quite honestly. Yeah.
But we had the thing yesterday about the vacuum cleaner. What is it?
Dyson.
Dyson makes a pair of headphones with a mouthpiece to clean
like an
the air
purifier.
That looks fake.
Well, I just showed Josh something, and I'm going to go ahead and tell it because I'm not going to get this, but I just showed Josh something that came up on my social media that I thought was fake but is real. The disco ball helmet.
It's awesome. It looks just like a motorcycle helmet, but it's a disco ball.
It's a disco ball.
That's funny. If you're walking on, if you're dancing on the dance floor, it's bring, broom, pee.
Do they make them in kid sizes? Because I have to go.
I think they
I know. That's why I go, Christy, we've got to get one.
I think so.
You're not going to believe me. I actually bought a new disco ball this week because the one that we had broke.
Okay. Well, they make it. They have sizes.
Okay,
I do.
They have extra small to extra large.
Yeah, these are. Let me explain. They fit on the floor though. They're like a little stand. It's like a little. And they.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Right. Yeah, they're not hanging from the ceiling.
No, they're not hanging from the ceiling. But yeah, I've just bought another one.
No, cool. Yeah, these are pretty cool.
Yeah, they're funny.
A disco ball helmet. I want to see it. But so you think that the glazed for days Dunkin' Donut lip gloss is real?
I do too. Just because we always have things like this with a ranch dressing
diamond. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, or. Cheeto colored fingernail polish.
The merging of two things. It's like when you're watching a cop show and the people from a different show show up. Or back in the day, the people from Green Acres would show up in the Beverly Hillbillies. And I remember when Gomer Pyle showed up in the Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, hey, and then he unfortunately got shot in the skull. Yeah. Yeah.
If you saw shot that, in the skull.
Saw that episode.
Well, I'll
hey. Hey, Sergeant Carter. How come you're in the suicide parlor with Christopher Walken? Oh, my God.
Hey, did you see Pyle get shot? That's all right. He was trying to touch me last night in the shower.
I wasn't going that direction. But Glazed for Days sounds like a porno movie, Joe.
It sounds like a Snoop Dogg record. It sounds like you're getting stoned.
It does.
Better ask somebody.
I'm going to Google Glazed for Days porn.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God, that is filthy.
No, don't do that.
You think this collaboration is real, though?
Yes.
And is Elf Cosmetics a thing? Is that famous?
Yes, ELF. It's E.L.F. But they call it Elf Cosmetics. Yeah.
Of course they call it Elf. It's spelled ELF.
But it's...
Yeah, come on, Christy.
Don't get
what else would you? What else would you call it?
Is that expensive stuff?
I hate all of you. Can I go back on vacation?
It's spelled
ELF. Yeah, is that ELF?
Spelled ELF.
I've heard of Ulta. Or whatever.
Yeah, Ulta.
Ulta Beauty. Don't they have stores?
What else have you heard of?
Great place.
Oh, you know what else I've heard of is a crowbar. The good thing about a crowbar is it has two ends. One's kind of crooked. Yeah. That really sinks into a skull.
Oh,
really?
Now, could you pry that? Could you
right up an ass?
Could you pry that bug out of chick's ass?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.